on MILB TV and MILB.com. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone! The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 19 as a staff for the Red Sox, and they win it.
Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox. This is Boston Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
0-1 lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied in the Salem night. 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg.
It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now let's go to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
Welcome inside Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark. I'm Tyler Katz, joined alongside Giovanni Heater for tonight's game featuring the Down East Wood Ducks and the Salem Red Sox. Now, Gio, it feels like opening day all over again. Start of the second half, 0-0 are the records. It's a clean slate, a fresh start to the season, and very good news for a Salem team who has been red hot recently.
Yeah, it's awesome because this team just was able to win 5 out of 7 in the last series against the Delmarva Shorebirds, and it kind of really does feel like a reset because he had a couple of days off with the 2 rain delays. Now, obviously, that was not the game plan, but nevertheless, this team is, you know, rested, ready to come into this, and you just hope that that momentum can carry over because, as I'm sure we're going to get into here, well, they got a tall task playing against the first half champs.
Well, Down East has locked up their playoff spot as the winners of the first half. They ended with a first half record of 37-24. Salem finishing in fourth place, or technically tied for third with the games back in the division at 30-33. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans clinched the spot in the South. Now, here's what happens if Down East wins the second half. It is overall record at the end of the season. So right now, let's say Down East were to win the second half by the first half, or let's put it like this. Should the exact same thing happen in the second half as the first half, you just take the records and double them. The Carolina Mudcats, despite finishing second in the division, would clinch a playoff spot. So that's how things would work should Down East win the second half as well. For Salem, they're hoping that a big second half and a lot of wins will push them with a rematch with Down East in the Carolina League North playoffs in mid-September. But we got a lot of time before then, so let's get you caught up on what you need to know for today's game. Well, despite it being the fourth scheduled game in the series, this is only game 2 of the series between Down East and Salem, with the 2 games on Wednesday and Thursday being rained out after some really bad weather hit the Salem-Roanoke area the past couple of days that caused a couple of cancellations. There was rain in the forecast today, however, no cigar as no rain hit the area. So luckily enough, we have dry conditions to play baseball today, and it's looking like it's going to be a great matchup with 2 great pitchers on the bump.
Yeah, you got 2 really high-quality pitchers. First and foremost, for the Down East Wood Ducks, Brock Porter, one of their better guys on this staff in the starting rotation. And then how about the ace for the Red Sox in Jose Ramirez? Had the opportunity to catch up with him down in the clubhouse before tonight's ball game, and he's relaxed, ready, but dialed. I mean, he talked about how, look, I got to sit here and not play for 5-6 days. And then finally I get to go out there and it's my day. So he's amped. He's ready to go. He's excited because the guy loves his job. He talks about it like it is a job in a positive manner, right? He talks about how, you know, I get to go to work and play baseball. That is my job. Another one of those guys that just loves life, and looking forward to seeing him throw out there tonight because though his last outing might not have been his best work, he has been the most consistent pitcher on the staff for the Red Sox.
Well, we'll take a brief timeout here on the Red Sox pregame show when we come back. Starting lineups and the injury report when we come back on MILB TV.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a nine-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6.05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6.05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
It's time to find out who's in and who's out on Liam Carroll's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineups, here's Giovanni and Tyler.
Welcome you back here on the Red Sox pregame show. Well, let's get you caught up on the injury report first. Of course, the big one, the number two overall prospect in the Red Sox organization, Miguel Blaze, out with a season-ending injury. He's back in the Dominican Republic currently being treated for that. Daniel McKelvenny back in Fort Myers, despite being on the Salem roster, he's being treated for an undisclosed injury. And then Mikey Romero, who's been dealing with back spasms, some good news out of him today, made his first start in the Florida Complex League, back on his road to make his single-A debut in Salem, hopefully sometime we're expecting in the next month or so.
Yeah, I'd say as early, I would not be shocked if it was 2 weeks. With that being said, it could be as late as a month or even longer. So really, it is a very, very wide window, but regardless, I'm very, very curious to see what he brings to the table for this Salem club, right? It feels like, well, we're catching a groove, right? They're getting into the right stride of things, winning some ball games here with some of the new faces in Alexis Hernandez and Justinson Garcia. And I think a big part of that was a lot of the guys on the team knowing those guys, playing with them both in the DSL and in the Florida Complex League. So I wonder how Romero kind of helps that and maybe even hinders that at the same time too, because he will not have played with them in the DSL, right? He's kind of in that pairing with Cutter Coffee and Roman Anthony and Blaze Jordan and Marcelo Meyer and the guys that have come before them that are not of Latin heritage. So interesting to see that the chemistry has been kind of at a different level the last week. That's what Liam Carroll talked about. The fact that these guys knew each other before has really helped. But then you get a guy like Romero who's uber talented. So I'm just very, very curious to see how that shifts the dynamic of this team, if at all.
On the other side for Down East, to the best of our knowledge, no injuries to report for the Wood Ducks. Let's get you into starting lineups first for the Down East Wood Ducks, the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Lineup card as written by acting manager and development coach Nick Jansen. Leading off, the center fielder, number 57, Anthony Gutierrez. Batting second, the third baseman, number 8, Glader Figueroa. Batting third, the shortstop, number 4, Cameron Cauley. Batting fourth, the left fielder, number 11, Angel Aponte. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 35, Ian Moeller. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, number 23, Connor Piatto. And batting seventh, the second baseman, number 16, Griffin Chaney. Batting eighth, the right fielder, number 21, JoJo Blackman. And batting ninth, the first baseman, number 44, Zion Bannister. Brock Porter, the right-handed pitcher out of Michigan, will be taking the mound for Down East. For the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, the Salem Red Sox lineup card is written by manager Liam Carroll. Leads things off with the center fielder, number 37, Juan Chacon. Batting second, the third baseman, number 5, Cutter Coffey. Batting third, the left fielder, number 11, Alan Castro. Batting fourth, the shortstop, number 2, Luis Ravelo. Batting fifth, the right fielder, number 28, Justinson Garcia. Batting sixth is second baseman number six, Abram Liendo. Batting seventh, the designated hitter number 38, Alexis Hernandez. Batting eighth, the catcher number 26, Enderso Lira. And batting ninth, the first baseman number 14, Lionel James. On the hill for the Red Sox, out of the Dominican Republic, is Jose Ramirez. Really strong lineup tonight for Salem.
Yeah, very strong lineup for the Red Sox tonight. Love to see Lil Poppy at the top leading things off. Interesting, Cutter hasn't played third in a minute. He has played a lot of short. That is his primary position. Has played a little bit at second base. Has not played third in what feels like over a month. Over there at third now tonight. And Castro back into the lineup. Garcia's in there. Love to see Hernandez getting an opportunity at the DH spot. The thing with this team is there's so many talented outfielders, you can only use so many, right? So good to see the hot bat playing at the DH spot. And your battery could not be better. Your best catcher and your best pitcher.
Feels like a month ago, Coffey last playing third 10 days ago in the series opener against Delmarva. Well, we'll take a pause for the national anthem. Be back for first pitch. Up next, it's the Wood Ducks and the Red Sox next on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock it in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. With the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
National anthem is come and gone here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and we're ready to play ball between Down East and Salem. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heater on the call for game two of what is now a four-game series between the Wood Ducks and the Red Sox, despite it originally being scheduled for six. On the hill for Salem, Jose Ramirez has developed into one of the bigger ace roles. I would say currently that ace role is being split between three players on the Red Sox roster: Jose Ramirez, who starts tonight, Elmer Rodriguez, Cruz, and Luis Perales. But a bit more on Jose Ramirez. Had his so far worst outing of the year in his last appearance against Delmarva. Only went 3 2/3, allowed 5 runs on 2 walks, but 9 base hits. Allowed also his only home run of the season in that outing. Looking for a bounce back today.
Yeah, and I think, look, every pitcher has a bad night. I mean, go down the list. DeGrom, bad nights. Max Scherzer, bad nights. Roger Clemens, Randy Johnson. I mean, every pitcher has a bad night, and I don't think it phases him one bit. I cannot stress enough how relaxed he was in our conversation earlier today. Probably talked to him for about 20 minutes, half hour, and he was just totally calm, cool, collective, and just not in a nervous, jittery way, in a man-I-love-baseball way, excited to get out there and throw. I mean, he couldn't wait to get out there. He was sitting there watching highlights of different guys that had pitched this past weekend, some of his favorite ball players, and just really cool to see. And Ramirez ready to throw some heat.
Leading things off, Anthony Gutierrez for Down East as he steps into the batter's box. Ramirez, the native to Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, 1-2 record, a 2.09 ERA in 47 and a third innings pitch. A strikeout to walk ratio of 44-18. Takes a deep breath on the mound as the right-handed batter, Gutierrez, steps into the batter's box. The wind and fire inside. Did it hit him? It did. Not a great way to start the ball game. First pitch at 7:06 p.m. So first pitch of the ball game hits Anthony Gutierrez in the elbow as he'll take the free pass up to first base.
Well, that'll wake you up.
Yeah, it brings up later Figueroa. Figueroa, 219 batter, 7 homers on the season. First offering to him a bit outside, same location to Gutierrez. However, Figueroa, a left-handed batter on the opposite side. Today, Salem wearing their home whites, white pants with a red stripe up the side. The 1-0 missing again outside, has missed in that same location 3 times in a row to open the ball game. Red Sox written in white across the front, red numbers on the back with red piping going down the collar and down the chest of the jerseys. Salem Red Sox logo on one side, the Boston Red Sox secondary logo on the other. Pickoff back to first, but Gutierrez is back in safely. Colorful uniforms on the other side for Down East. Gray pants, lime green, maybe a Kelly green is the better example. 2-0 will miss inside and pops off the glove of Anderson Lira as Gutierrez will take second base on what I believe will go down as a pass ball.
Yeah, that's got to be a pass ball. I mean, Lira just a little unfocused, shaking off a little bit of rust. I mean, it hadn't played. They trained the last couple of days, but they didn't play a game. So
runner at second, nobody out. The 2-1 foul back into the screen for strike two. Wood Ducks is written in their word mark in orange across the front of the jerseys with orange numbers on the back. A secondary logo adorns the left sleeve with an outline of the state of North Carolina. 2-2 delivery is fouled off. Keeps the count where it is.
I got to tell you, I love the Red Sox uniforms because they emulate Boston so well. I mean, it is a pretty much picture copy of the Boston Red Sox uniforms, all 3 uniforms that the Red Sox wear. So pretty cool.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Figueroa will ground it over to first, picked up by Lionel James, who steps on the bag himself for the first out of the inning. However, it does allow Gutierrez to advance up to third, so the go-ahead run here in the top of the first inning is 90 feet away as Cameron Pauley, the shortstop, steps in. When in the field, Down East wearing a black cap with a log of wood on the front. That's the only thing on the cap, just a stick of wood. First pitch to Cauley, swung on and missed, 93 mile per hour. Fastball finds its way in.
I gotta say, green and orange, not my favorite color combination. I think I liked the camo unis they wore the other day a little better.
Certainly is unique to the league. Here comes the 0-1, another swing and a miss, just seemed in front of a 75 mile per hour curveball.
You know what would be a nice uni? It would be cool. It would be, okay, give them these jerseys, white pants, but go with orange stirrups.
Okay.
Kind of like those Oregon Duck uniforms and maybe an orange cap as well.
Yeah, I like it.
It kind of literally emulates a duck. It'd be kind of cool.
0-2 to Cauley. This could be a big out as it would take away a sack fly. 0-2 swung on and missed on a drop. No, he foul tipped it. Excuse me. My apologies. Just catching a piece of it was Cauley. I think it would be cool that instead of the black numbers, instead of the orange numbers and the orange word mark, to turn it black. A black and green combo, I feel like that could look interesting.
That would be cool.
Still an 0-2 to Cauley. Pitch from Ramirez inside for ball one.
Put us on the design team.
There you go.
Send us to Down East.
By the way, the word mark on the left side of the jersey, it's a patch with an outline in North Carolina that says Kinston, the city that the Wood Ducks play in.
Not for long.
Relocation on the up front. 1-2 missing outside. Still playing in Kinston next year, starting in 2025, relocating, I believe, to Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Yes. Building the brand new ballpark there.
Need time to build it, so that's why they're staying in Kinston next year. 2-2 from Ramirez, swung on and missed by Cauley. First punch out of the night. And that is a huge, huge out because it stops an RBI ground out, stops a sac fly. Now you're forcing on Helaponte, the next batter, to reach base safely in order to score Anthony Gutierrez from third.
Massive out. Massive out there by Jose Ramirez, able to get the strikeout. Took a little bit of work. Finally was able to get one past him.
First pitch to Aponte is in there for a called strike one. A 200 batter on the year, went 1-for-5 in his last outing against the Red Sox in his lone appearance at this level this season. 0-1 to Aponte. Inside behind him, a nice glove by Lira. Went behind the kneecaps to catch it. We'll take you through the batting order for the Wood Ducks now that we have a brief moment. Gutierrez, Figueroa, and Cauley already batted. Aponte, the current batter. Moeller, Piatto, Cheney, Blackman, and Bannister will round out the lineup. 1-1 delivery, fouled off. In the field for Salem, Castro in left, Chacon in center, Yostinson Garcia in right. The infield from left to right, Coffey at third, Ravello at short, Liendo at second, and James at first. The battery, Jose Ramirez on the mound, Ender Solira doing the catching behind the plate. Runner at third, the 1-2 is hit in the air, fouled off, and into the Salem bullpen down the left field line. Comes to a rest on a grassy berm, actually just in front of the bullpen. 1-2 count, two outs, top of the first inning, runner at third, no score. Wood Ducks and Red Sox in game two of what has become a four-game series. Time called. Umpires today, Travis Roberson behind the plate, calling the balls and strikes. John Forster is the man in the field. Two count, Ramirez lifts the leg and fires on a ball downstairs. Count goes even, two balls, two strikes. Ramirez looking to get through a scoreless first inning to give his team a chance to take an early lead. The 2-2 delivery swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jose Ramirez as Angel Aponte goes down on strikes. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on base, got aboard via a hit by pitch. Middle of the first inning, it's Down East 1. Salem grabs the bats for the first, Down East 0. Salem grabbing the bats for the first time when we come back on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Well, let's get you to know the man on the hill a little bit more. Brock Porter takes the bump for the Down East Wood Ducks. Porter, originally from Michigan, was drafted out of high school, a fourth-round draft pick by the Texas Rangers. Played his high school ball at St. Mary's Prep High School in Milford, Michigan. So Porter takes the mound to take on the first three in the Red Sox batting order, Juan Chacon, Cutter Coffey, and Alan Castro. Chacon steps into the right-handed batter's box to take on the righty, Brock Porter. First delivery inside for ball one. Porter, right-handed arm, 0-1 on the season with an impressive 1.59 ERA in 34 innings pitched. He has acquired 49 strikeouts. 1-0 bounced over to second where Cheney picks it up, fires onto first in time for the first out of the inning. Brings up Cutter Coffey. Quickly batting order for Salem. Juan Chacon led off. Cutter Coffey now batting. On deck, Alan Castro in the hole. Luis Ravello. Then after that, Yostinson Garcia, Abram Liendo, Alexis Hernandez, Enderso Lira, and Lionel James round out the Red Sox batting order. First pitch to Coffey downstairs and in the strike zone for a called strike one to the 220 batting California native Cutter Coffey. The 0-1 downstairs will miss for ball one. Evens the count to one ball and one strike.
Well, you know, it's a big night at the ballpark for the start of the second half.
Ball comes inside.
When local news out, Jermaine Farrell with local news out at the ballpark tonight.
2-1, back up the middle. Again, it's Cheney, the second baseman, who fires onto first for the out. Well, while we have a moment before Alan Castro bats, I'll quickly take you through the defensive positioning for Down East. On Helaponte in left, Anthony Gutierrez in right, Jojo Blackman in right. Later, Figueroa at third, Cameron Cauley at short, Griffin Cheney at second, Zion Bannister at first. Brock Porter is on the mound as he delivers a called strike to his catcher in Ian Moeller. 0-1 count to the 237 batting switch hitter Alan Castro, who swings and misses for strike two.
Quick work here out of Brock Porter so far.
Porter has been looking good so far with two forced groundouts. A ball will miss high, 1-2. 95-mile-per-hour fastball. And a man who graduated high school just about a year ago.
That's crazy.
1-2 lifted in the air towards center. Gutierrez has it in his tracks as he strolls over. Calls everyone off to reach up and make the catch. Three up, three down go the Red Sox in the first inning. We're scoreless through an inning of play on MILB TV.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a nine-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville Night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the second inning about to get underway. Jose Ramirez back out for his second inning of work. Ian Moeller, Connor Piatto, and Griffin Cheney due up this inning. Gio, you mentioned some local news outlets here at the ballpark. Ian Moeller sends one on the opposite way, a line drive into right field. Garcia chases after it as Moeller heads over to second base. He will slide in with a leadoff first pitch double. First base hit of the game for either side, Ian Moeller. A two-bagger to start off the top of the second.
A good spot to start if you're the defending champs, right? Start out the top of the second inning with a double, and that one you know, luckily Garcia was able to kind of cut that thing off and didn't let it get all the way into the corner. Otherwise, you definitely could have been looking at a three-bagger. The throw was also cut off by Liendo, so no chance at second either.
Connor Piatta, the designated hitter, batting .333 on the year. First pitch check swing called strike. He went 0-for-5 in the series opener back on Tuesday. Piatta, one of the better bats that just went quiet the other night. 0-1 delivery fouled off for strike two. Well, it's Pride Night here at the ballpark, as today's promotion put a lot of resources and activities based around that in the concourse today. The Salem Red Sox sign with the, I guess what you call it, the ivy pattern, as a foul ball will head over to the first base side. There is a picture taking place down the third base side in the concourse that says Salem Red Sox inscripted. It's decorated for all the different events. Cinco de Mayo is decorated with a couple of Mexican flags and some pride flags set up over there today for Pride Night. 0-2 missing outside, a 1-3 count to Piatta.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, very, very proud to work for an organization that is supportive of that, and it's awesome. It's very, very good. The entire organization, all the way up to Boston, has their logos changed on social media for the month.
Swing and a miss on a foul tip into the glove, I should say, for Piatta, as he'll strike out, the third strikeout of the night for Ramirez. As it brings up Griffin Chaney, the second baseman. Chaney bats .236 on the year, batting from the right-handed side. He went 2-for-4 back on Tuesday night. First pitch, called a strike on the outside part of the plate. Well, it is a beautiful night, despite the clouds, on a ballpark which MILB.com called the prettiest view in single-A baseball. Some fog is escaping the mountains over the right field wall. 0-1 is popped up towards the first base side, making the glove and knocking it into fair territory as Jose Ramirez. It's likely going to be a reach on E1 for Griffin Chaney. We'll see what the official scoreboard pops up.
Yeah, he kind of slipped there, unfortunately, in the clay and just kind of lost it. Had a chance at it. Maybe he should have, I don't know. I don't know what you do there. Let it drop and make a play on it that way. I mean, it's so tough. One of those bang-bang type of plays that's just an unconventional way to get a board, but your Griffin Chaney, you'll take that.
Well, now there are two runners on. The silver lining is Ian Moeller did not move. He stays at second base. JoJo Blackman is the batter. Left-handed batter shows bunt, pulls back on a ball that gets away. Runners advance to second and third. So a wild pitch will allow Moeller to third. Chaney gets up to second base. It's a 1-0 count to JoJo Blackman after the wild pitch. Wood Ducks are threatening here with one out. Blackman launched a three-run home run in the series opener back on Tuesday. 1-0 delivery. Pops off the glove, and Lira can't handle it. A pass ball will allow Moeller to come in to score, and the Wood Ducks have drawn first blood. So a wild pitch and a pass ball will incite a conversation between Lira and Ramirez as Lira will walk Ramirez back to the mound.
Yeah, just tough way to give up runs here if you're the Red Sox. Stuff that, you know, you want to beat a really, really good team, you have to avoid those kinds of mistakes.
JoJo Blackman still bats with a 2-0 count. Runner at third now is Griffin Chaney. Swinging a bouncing ball up to second. Liendo fires home. The tag is not in time as Lira couldn't hold on to it.
And this is the third time tonight where Ender Solira has just struggled to hold on to the baseball. First on a couple pass balls and now on a throw home.
I mean, that was a tough play. I thought maybe he should have grabbed the one at first. I don't blame him for cannoning the ball home, but it just looked like it was going to be too late off the bat, so maybe he should have taken the out instead. Regardless, now you got a runner on first with the fielder's choice, and still only one gone.
Well, Griffin Chaney started the at-bat at first base. When JoJo Blackman reached, he was home. Runner goes throw down to second is a bit too late. Stolen base for JoJo Blackman. It is the 94th Wood Duck stolen base of the year, and it's just mind games by the Wood Ducks now, taking every advantage they can get as they hold a 2-0 lead here in the second. Nick Jansen, a development coach for the Down East Wood Ducks. The acting manager is the third base coach now. Check swing inside, ball gets away, and another wild pitch will allow Blackman to get up to third. I mean, it has just been wild pitches and pass balls that have been kicking the Red Sox while they're down.
Yeah, I mean, it's the reason for two runs on the board besides the double, but double only put somebody on second base, so.
It is the fourth either wild pitch or pass ball. So far, we're in the top of the second. 2-0 will be a swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike to Zion Bannister, the first baseman, batting 194 on the season. Two-one, ball downstairs. Count will move to 3-1 in favor of Bannister. Hitters count 3-1 with a runner at third. Ramirez sets, fires, fouls it off for strike two. Wood Ducks have taken an early lead for the second time in as many games against the Red Sox, scored two runs in the third inning back on Tuesday before putting up three in the fourth. Time called by Bannister as he steps out of the batter's box. Bannister, a 21-year-old from Nassau, Bahamas, one of the few Bahamian baseball players in professional baseball. Payoff pitch, hit in the air towards left center field. It's going to drop into the gap for a base hit. In to score easily is JoJo Blackman as Bannister tries to stretch it to a double. Ball gets away, will go to first. Retreating to second is Bannister after he thought about three. He calls time. It's an RBI double for Zion Bannister.
I mean, he had him. It was a good throw by Castro, and, you know, Ravello's got to be able to make that play. He had him at second. Could have had the out, and instead, runner aboard.
Another runner in scoring position as Bannister doubles. Back to the top of the order for Anthony Gutierrez, whose only pitch he saw today, he was hit in the elbow. First pitch to him is a called strike, 78-mile-per-hour change by Ramirez. Gutierrez, a native to El Tocuyo, Venezuela, last season played in the Arizona Complex League and the Dominican Summer League. Ball inside will even the count 1-1, 75-mile-per-hour curve. Runner at second, one out. It's 3-0 Wood Ducks here in the top of the second. Pitch from Ramirez a bit outside for ball two. Only one out in the inning. It came when Connor Piatto struck out as the second batter of the inning. We are on batter six of the inning. Ramirez sets, fires the 2-1 on a ball outside. You know, you can... If you're in the Red Sox shoes, you can take a look at this deficit and get discouraged by the best team in the first half taking an early 3-0 lead. The 3-1 to Anthony Gutierrez. Ramirez sets and fires on a swing foul ball, strike two. But you also have to remember,
There are 8 innings for the Red Sox to come up and bat, and there's a lot of baseball left to be played. And we've seen the Red Sox this season put up 5-6 spots in an inning here at this ballpark.
They got just about all their best
payoff bats. Back up towards short, picked up by Ravello. The throw will go to first. It's a close play and called safe before stumbling and falling down as Gutierrez. He seems a bit shaken up. It was a bang-bang play at first, called safe by the field umpire in John Forster. An infield single for Anthony Gutierrez advances Bannister up to third.
See if they give it a hit or an error. They haven't put either on the board. I think it would be, the only reason I say it could be an error is because Ravello did pick it up cleanly, then bobbled it.
Take a look at the replay. This was given a base hit. Ravello did bobble it, recovered the throw onto first. Did he get him? That's the question. I'm not 100% sure on safer out. It is still 3-0 Wood Ducks as Jason Blanton, the pitching coach for the Red Sox, comes out to have a conversation with Jose Ramirez. 3-0 down east, top two. What has been a long ball game so far. We're 4 minutes away from the 30-minute mark. We're in the top of the second inning.
This song always reminds me of The Sandlot.
Oh, how could it not?
Great movie. Absolutely incredible film.
Well, the long mound visit comes to an end as Gleyder Figueroa will step back in. He grounded out to first unassisted in his last at-bat. Dancing at first is Gutierrez. Ramirez pays no attention. As the runner goes, a hit and run, fly ball to left. Castro ranges back in front of the warning track, will make the catch. It's more than enough for Bannister to score. A sack fly to left for Gleyder Figueroa will score the fourth run of the inning for Down East. Staying at first is Gutierrez, despite him taking off for the next base when the pitch was delivered. Cameron Cawley today 0-for-1. He struck out last inning to Jose Ramirez. First pitch inside for ball one to Cameron Cawley. He bats 245 on the season and native to Houston, Texas. Right-handed batter. Pickoff back to first. Has only played second and short. He plays short today.
Not playing in the home state right now, but drafted by the home state.
Mm-hmm. Well, eventually, in the hopes of Cameron Cawley, ball downstairs, will be back in the Lone Star State playing professional baseball sooner rather than later. High A in the organization, still in North Carolina. 2-0 ball downstairs for ball three. That's the Hickory Crawdads, high A affiliate of the Texas Rangers.
Rangers playing Dallas, right?
Yeah, around there. Arlington, I believe.
Arlington, okay.
But it's Arlington, Dallas, all the same area.
Right.
3-0 ball four will miss outside a four-pitch walk to Cameron Cawley. It's the first walk surrendered today by Jose Ramirez, if you want to find a silver lining there. But it will bring up Angel Aponte, who is the ninth batter of the inning. Wood Ducks very close to batting around. After that, after Hickory, Double-A, the Frisco Rough Riders and the Round Rock Express when the Lone Star State returns to the Ranger organization. Angel Aponte will take the first pitch, a ball downstairs. That's now 5 balls in a row from Jose Ramirez. Runners at first and second, 2 outs, top two. The 1-0 pitch missing downstairs for ball two. And Jose Ramirez's pitch count has gotten up there in this inning. seems like this inning specifically has been going on for 20 minutes or so. 50th pitch of the night on the way from Jose Ramirez. Ground ball, base hit through the second base side, rounding third and coming home is Anthony Gutierrez. The throw will roll in from Garcia, and it's an RBI single. Five runs have now scored in the inning for Down East.
Far from ideal. Far from ideal, my friend.
Advancing to third is Cameron Cauley. Scoring on the play is Gutierrez. Well, it's the man who started the inning with a leadoff double, Ian Moeller, the catcher. And that'll be it for Jose Ramirez. A call to the bullpen and a pitching change. Well, partner, we talked about it, about Jose Ramirez's worst start of the year coming in his last outing where he survived 3 2/3. He survives an inning and 2/3 here. It's just discouraging if you're Jose Ramirez, having now two of your worst outings of the year in back-to-back and at home, mind you.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what it is. That's the thing. I don't know if now there's more tape, so they're starting to figure him out. It's not a situation where this team has played Jose before. You could make that argument with Delmarva. That's not the case here. So, you know, the question mark is there, and why is he struggling? But, you know, the best thing you can do right now is say, hey, you know, as tough of a pill to swallow as it is, this is the best team in the league. They may have some really, really good bats at that.
Known for their pitching, which is the scarier part.
Yeah, true. But they do have some good bats.
They do. Gabriel Jackson is the next man out of the bullpen for Salem. Throws a fastball, slider, and changeup. The native to Samana, Dominican Republic, signed on as an international free agent in July of 2018. He has a 3-0 record with a 3.57 ERA.
I'll say this too, and this isn't finger pointing. That's not what we do at all, but you know, it's not all on Jose either. A couple of drop balls and maybe wild pitches that there was a chance to catch out of Lira behind home plate as well. A bobble by Ravello didn't help things on that infield single. So it's a defensive effort as a team. And I think Salem just came in a little bit, woken up on the wrong side of the bed today after a two-day delay.
Well, Ian Moeller, the first batter to take on Gabriel Jackson. Runner goes for second, and another drop ball by Anderson Lira. Can't even get the ball out of his hand to throw down to second. It's a stolen base for Angel Aponte. Runners at second and third now, two outs in the inning. Five runs have scored for the Wood Ducks in this frame alone. It's 5-0, top two. 0-1 delivery to Moeller, swung on and fouled off for strike two. Just for reference, first pitch today was recorded at 7:06. It is now 7:39. So pace of play, it's not being fixed by the pitch clock today when one team keeps hitting the ball.
Well, might be here for a little bit tonight.
Ian Moeller doubled to lead off this inning as the Wood Ducks have batted around. Wind up and pitch from Jackson. Swing and a bouncing ball back to the mound. Jackson couldn't get there. Ravello picks it up. No throw as Aponte was about to take off. It's an infield single for Ian Moeller. His second hit of the inning. And it continues. 6-0 Down East. Up to third goes Angel Aponte. In to score, Cameron Cauley.
I think that's the first time this year that we can say a young man has two hits in an inning.
Yeah. Ian Moeller, the catcher. Two-hit inning. Brings up Connor Piatto. He's looking for revenge. He struck out swinging in his at-bat this inning. Ball downstairs will open up his plate appearance. 6-0 Wood Ducks, top two. Piatto, the lone out that didn't benefit the Wood Ducks. The other out was a sacrifice fly by Glader Figueroa. 1-0 called a strike.
So Jose Ramirez's day is done. He's still, we don't know how many runs he's allowed yet since Angel Aponte is still his responsibility. He stands at third. Ian Moeller over at first, two outs in the frame. Runner goes on a ground ball, base hit through the right side. In to score is Aponte. Moeller's heading to third, runners at the corners yet again, and now taking off on a ball that gets away. Ravello the fire home, the tag is made. A little too aggressive was Ian Moeller coming home. And that ends the inning. Connor Piatto will get the base hit. Aponte in to score. It is 7-0 Wood Ducks mid-2, and we can finally take a two-minute break as we head to the bottom of the second. Red Sox have a lot of work to do coming up next on MILB TV.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Well, as we mentioned at the end of the last inning, a lot of work to do. Seven runs the hole for the Salem Red Sox. But, like I mentioned last inning as well, a lot of time to come back. Eight innings of batting for Salem. It starts with Luis Ravello, who ended the previous inning by gunning out Ian Moeller at home. First pitch is in there for a called strike. Now, Brock Porter looked excellent in the last inning as well. Here comes the 0-1. It floats in there for ball one. 77 mile per hour breaking ball. This inning, it's Luis Ravello, Yostinson Garcia, and Abram Liendo due up. Pitch outside for ball one. Ball two, make it. 2-1 count to Ravello, who leads the team, you wouldn't think it, leads the team in home runs. Swing and a foul tip for strike two. Three home runs on the year for a not power hitting Salem Red Sox roster. Only 18 hit as a team this year. Swing and a miss for Ravello for strike three.
Yeah, kind of an interesting note on that is last year at the, what was it, the 59 game mark. Last year, Nico Cavadas alone had 14 home runs. At the 59-game mark this year, Salem had just...
Swing and a line drive. Sorry to cut you off. Yostinson Garcia gets the first base hit of the day for Salem.
I apologize for talking through a hit. But Nico Cavadas had 14 alone last year, and at that point this year, which was only a couple of weeks ago, Salem didn't have 14 as a team. Just kind of... showing a little bit of a difference there.
For reference, this is game 64 of the season. Abram Liendo set to bat next. He's the second baseman, a 185 batter. Ball downstairs will open his at bat. He has been a batter with a sinking batting average. Was a lot higher, has been in a slump recently. Runner at first, the 1-0 fouled off for strike one. Liendo 0 for his last 14. In those 14 at-bats, he has struck out 9 times. Struck out 11 times in the series against Delmarva. 1-1 to Liendo, inside ball two. Runner at first is Yostinson Garcia.
One out in the inning, bottom of the second. It's Down East 7, Salem 0. 2-1 delivery. Called a strike on the outside part of the plate. Fastball at 94. Liendo back on Tuesday went 0 for 4 with only one strikeout. 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. And the slump continues for Liendo as he just cannot put the barrel on the ball. 10 strikeouts in his last 15 at-bats. But here comes one of the bright spots of the Salem Red Sox roster. Alexis Hernandez, the designated hitter, is batting an outstanding 545 with a home run and six ribbies. Inside, missing for ball one. Alexis Hernandez, a pitcher converted into a position player, has looked incredible for Salem. One out, sets, fires on a ball too high. Porter missing twice, could potentially be pitching around the hot hitting Hernandez. In his lone game against Down East, 1-for-2 with a 2-run home run and 2 walks. 2-0 jumps out of the way for ball 3. A walk would put runners at first and second for Anderso Lira.
Yeah, I don't think you pitch around a guy when you got 2 strikeouts in the inning. That kind of usually puts you into a groove you don't want to get out of.
Called strike on the inside part of the plate, 94 mile per hour fastball. Runner at first is Yostinson Garcia. 3-1 fouled off and into the seats. A couple fans trying to stay out of the action in the top row got put directly into the action. Full count with 2 outs. Yostinson Garcia going to be running when Porter shifts the leg. Runner goes on a ground ball chopper. Porter deflects it. The diving Cheney flips it on to first. What a play. A 1-4-3 ground out ends the inning. Only a single base hit for the Red Sox here in the second inning. As that will end things here in the second. The Wood Ducks dominating 7-0 on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Well, the Wood Ducks look to add on to the damage. It is a 7-0 Down East lead over Salem as they're looking to start the second half of the season off right. And if anything for Salem to get discouraged about it is that it is opening day of the second half of the season. And, well, to put it bluntly, not the greatest first impression on the second half of the season.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Yeah, nope, start of the second half, and we talked about this. Look at the schedule here, Tyler. It is so, so difficult. You start with probably the two teams that I would say I don't want to play if I'm Salem. To start out and kind of catch some stride early on in the second half, you start with the Down East Wood Ducks, and then you go right into a road trip to play against the Fredericksburg Nationals, who all of a sudden caught fire down that last third of the first half. So
you got upstairs. Sorry.
No, you're good. I apologize, but you got to play two very, very good teams. Ball and a strike, by the way.
The 1-1 inside for ball 2.
you know, on top of it, too, you'd almost rather play one of the top teams in the South because they seem to perform better against the teams in the South.
2-1, called a strike downstairs. Two balls and two strikes to Griffin Chaney, who, by the way, reached on an error in the 7-run inning.
Like Augusta, you took 4-2 here against Augusta, or excuse me, not Augusta, Columbia. Split with Columbia on the road. Myrtle Beach got the best of them, but.
Gabriel Jackson is back out for his first full inning of work as the 2-2 misses downstairs and outside for ball three. In the previous inning for Down East, 7 runs, only 3 of them earned. Foul ball will hook up the right field line, keeps the count full. It was off 6 base hits, 1 error committed in the field, 1 runner left on base for Down East. Still a full count to Chaney as Gabriel Jackson looks to work through the inning in what has turned into a bullpen game. Payoff pitch hammered towards right field. Garcia ranging back at the warning track and will reach up to make the basket catch for the first out of the inning. Brings up the 0-for-1, JoJo Blackman reached on a fielder's choice in the previous spring.
He's dangerous. Crushed a 3-run home run back in the 4th inning on Tuesday, which feels like a week ago at this point.
A couple days off, certainly favored Down East. First pitch grounding over to first, picked up by James, who steps on the bag himself for the second out of the inning. Outs are coming a lot quicker this frame than the last.
It's kind of will they, won't they, the last couple of days. Are we going to play? Are we going to not? Kind of no doubt today. Everything ended up clearing up a little bit. Up being a nice night at the ballpark. Humid, not a lot of sunshine, but a nice night.
Zion Bannister will swing at the first offering. He doubled in his at-bat back in the second inning. It's an 0-1 count after the 85-mile-per-hour changeup induces a swing. The 0-1, big swing and a miss by Bannister. He's down 0-2. The Bahamian native looking for another base hit to start a two-out rally. Gabriel Jackson in his first full inning of work. He came in for relief of Jose Ramirez last inning. The 0-2 downstairs. Jose Ramirez, final line. He goes an inning and two-thirds. Allows 4 hits, 7 runs, 3 of them earned. Walking 1 while striking out 3. Base is empty, the 1-2 to Bannister. Swing and a foul ball. Keeps the count alive. Should he reach back to the top of the order for Anthony Gutierrez? Wind and fire by Jackson. Again, he fouls it off. That's one thing Down East did especially well against Jose Ramirez. Worked up his pitch count. Got into around 60 pitches for Jose Ramirez before he was pulled. As a matter of fact, my apologies, Jose Ramirez got the 50. Swing and a miss for Zion Bannister. First strikeout of the night for Gabriel Jackson. As the Wood Ducks go 3 up, 3 down. A stark contrast from their second inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left on. Red Sox look to cut into the deficit when we return. Bottom 3 up next on MILB TV.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a 9-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store.
Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark, and there's Solira, Lionel James, and Juan Chacon do up this inning, the 8-9-1 portion of the batting order. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heater. As well, we've mentioned it for a couple of frames now, the Red Sox a lot of work to do. Wood Ducks have built a 7-0 lead early. Ball inside will make it a 1-0 to the right-handed hitting catcher, Ender Solira. That's 272 on the season. Wind up in pitch from Porter. Swing and a miss by Lira. First strike one. Just got a piece of it on a foul tip. Sun briefly starts to show itself, putting a different shade or a hue on the ballpark. Lira sends a shot to one towards right field. It's deep. It's off the wall. Lira thought it was a home run, was giving a home run trot before sprinting to second base. It's a leadoff double for Anderso Lira. And not too much you could ask for to make a monumental-sized comeback then. Extra base hits to lead off the inning.
I thought it was a home run, too, off the bat. Just hit off the top of that wall out there in left field. Tough to say it would have been gone anywhere else because, yeah, that wall's 325 and the monster's 310, but it is a little bit taller off of a monster. Regardless, you'll take a double off the wall all day long.
Ball upstairs to Lionel James. He has been on a tear recently, batting over 300 in the month of June. The 1-0 outside.
Quietly, too, right? It really doesn't feel like it game in and game out, but he is.
He has a 2-0 count. James went 0 for 4, however, in the series opener on Tuesday. Ball too far downstairs for ball three. He's yet to swing at a pitch today. James, the 9-hole. Typically, when you have a guy batting that hot, he's not in the 9-hole either. Maybe that's a reason why it's been so buried. 3-0, ball four. It's a four-pitch walk. First two batters of the inning for Salem have now reached.
All right, arms getting a little tired here for the young guy. Brock Porter now in his third inning of work.
So back to the top of the order. However, and Gio, I know it pains you to hear this, Juan Chacon has been on a slump recently. Did have a two-hit night, but still he's batting two of his last 33. Swing and a miss at the first offering, 81 mile per hour change from Porter. You do the math on that. In his slump, two of his last 33, he's batting 0-6-1. The 0-1 fouled off for strike two.
Well, and those two hits came in the same game.
Right.
So you take that one game out of the equation, and it's even worse. One of them was a triple, though.
One was a
triple.
If
you want to look at a silver lining.
Thought he might have been out of the slump, and it just seems like he slipped right back into it, unfortunately. Pitch clock is reset by the home plate umpire, Travis Roberson. Runners at first and second. The 0-2 is ripped on the ground towards short, and there's a base hit. Rounding third and coming home is Ender Solira. The throw home from short. Safe at home is Ender Solira. The throw from Cauley just a bit too late. Great tag from Ian Moeller, the catcher, I might add. Just the throw, not in time. It's an RBI single for Juan Chacon and makes us shut our mouths.
Yeah, made us eat our words right there, but I won't lie. I almost thought Lito was out at the plate there. Must have got his legs there before the tag was applied. Would love to see a replay on that if you're watching on MILB TV, but hey, Sox are going to take it how they can get it.
It brings up Cutter Coffee 0 for 1 today. Ball outside for ball 1. It advances Lionel James over to second base. Chacon takes first, so runners at first and second, nobody out. The 1-0 to Coffee is fouled off. Out of play and hooks into the seats. No man's land. About two rows in front of a family of three.
Seven runs on six hits, no errors for Down East. One run on three hits, one error for Salem. 1-1 to Coffee downstairs for ball two.
Be a good time right here for Cutter Coffee to get hot and have one of his three-hit kind of nights.
Coffee went 2-for-4 in the series opener with a triple. Definitely used that here. Put up a field goal to the Wood Ducks touchdown. 2-1. Called a strike on the outside part of the plate. Two balls and two strikes for Coffee.
Yeah, you'd take a field goal here. Still in the about the start of the second quarter.
About. Good analogy there. 2-2. Swung on and missed by Coffee. It's the third strike out of the night for Brock Porter, but only the first out of the inning as it brings up the power-hitting Alan Castro, who will bat from his more unnatural side, taking on a right-handed pitcher, as he'll bat lefty, goes the switch hitter. Shows a lot more pop batting from the right-handed side. He's clearly more comfortable there, but is a switch hitter. First pitch into the dirt, well, slightly gets away. Dancing at second was James, but he retreats back to second, hesitating a bit too long. Castro did not play in the series opener. In his series against Delmarva, went 7-for-21 with two doubles, two RBIs, walking four times. The 1-0 upstairs. Castro has quietly been on a five-game hitting streak. Should he collect a base hit today, it would be his third different hitting streak of six games or more. 2-0. Could be there on a fly ball towards left, but hooking foul and will land on top of the Roanoke Times Pavilion in left field.
15 doubles against right-handed pitchers for Alan Castro.
He does lead the Carolina League in doubles. 2-1 is fluttered off down the left side, opposite way again. 16 doubles for Alan Castro. He leads the next closest player in the Carolina League by two. There are six players tied for second with 14 doubles.
A lot better against right-handed arms than he is left-handed arms. 43 hits to six.
Ball downstairs, and they think that comes in part due to there not being as many left-handed pitchers. So those numbers are a bit skewed, but how are the batting average numbers?
That's what I'm trying to find here.
James is at second. Chacon at first, one away in the inning, one in the score, making it 7-1 down east. Full count, payoff pitch to Castro, outside ball four, and the bases are loaded for Luis Ravello. Something's in the work here in Salem.
He's batting 167 against lefties, 251 against righties.
All right. Well, maybe he is more comfortable from the left-handed side, as we'll take a brief timeout. A mound visit here. This is not the day for Brock Porter. Instead, this is the pitching coach for the Down East Wood Ducks in Julio Valdez. So Valdez comes out to have a conversation. This is not acting manager Nick Jansen, who wears number 9. Porter gets a quick visit on the mound. Bases are loaded, full of Red Sox. Castro at first, Chacon at second, James at third. One out in the inning for Luis Ravello. He struck out in his lone at-bat today. First pitch swinging for strike one. Still only one out, which is the important note that anything into the outfield is likely scoring James from third, whether that be a hit, error, or sack fly. 0-1 to Ravello. Downstairs, ball one. Ducks on the pond against the Wood Ducks. 1-1, fouled off for strike two.
2-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Good for 250. I think you'd take that right here.
Yeah. about bases loaded.
Or that's what I meant, bases okay. loaded. Yeah, my apologies.
Should certainly look for hit number three. The 1-2 delivery to Ravello. He swings and misses an 83-mile-per-hour changeup. It's the fourth strikeout for Porter.
And I was just about to say, the six times that he did not have a hit, it was because he struck out. Now make it seven.
It brings up Yostinson Garcia. A bit of good news. He does have a base hit in this game. Prior to this third inning, he was the lone Red Sox with a base hit. First pitch to Garcia inside, nearly hit off the knob of the bat, but instead it's ball one on the scoreboard. It would be a huge missed opportunity if the Red Sox cannot convert on a bases-loaded one-out situation. A 1-0 comes inside on a check swing, barely took the bat off his shoulder, so it's a 2-0 count. Garcia singled back in the second inning with his lone at bat so far today. Sun peeks through, illuminating the mountains, the 2-0. A check swing chopped over to first. Bannister picks it up and steps on the bag himself. Only one run will come out of this inning off of two base hits, no errors. Red Sox leave them loaded. We're through three innings. It's 7-1. Wood Ducks on top on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
7-1 the score. The Down East Wood Ducks lead the Salem Red Sox a big hole to climb out of as we head into the middle innings. And taking you through the middle innings on the play-by-play, here's Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Tyler. Well, what turned out to be a pretty much beautiful Friday evening for baseball here in Salem. Not so much on the scoreboard, though, for the Red Sox. 7-1, Down East on top as we bring you in for the top of the fourth. Clouds covering the left half of the sky here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Dark clouds, might I add, but clear skies on the right side, and the sun has peeked its way through as it begins to set back behind the mountains here in Southwest Virginia. Anthony Gutierrez ready to lead us off in the top of four, and the first pitch is called a strike on the inside corner. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and it is 0-1. Still Gabriel Jackson on the hill for the Red Sox. He gets Gutierrez to swing and miss at a changeup at the knees, and it's no balls, two strikes. Gutierrez was hit by a pitch in the first. He singled in the second, and he scored as he looks at a ball at the ankles. 81-mile-an-hour changeup, and it's 1-2. Batting .252 on the year with a home run, 15 RBIs. A 1-2. Wave and a miss. Brought him down to a knee, dropped by Lira. He applies the tag, and there's one gone here in the top of the fourth. Well, that was the top of the order for the Down East Wood Ducks. Now we go to Glider Figueroa, batting number two. Kind of fun when you start the top of an inning at the top of the order. The first pitch just missing outside on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-0. Figueroa batting .216, 7 homers, 27 runs batted in. The 1-0 chopped foul down the right field line, 1-1. 0-2 though tonight. Grounded out and responsible for a sack fly into right field. Here's the 1-1. Pitch called a strike on the outside corner. Now it's 1-2. So actually, he should be 0-1. Our scoreboard reads 0-2, but due to the sack fly, he should be 0-1. The 1-2. Waved on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the inning. And there's two gone here in the top of the fourth. Gabriel Jackson getting into a little bit of a groove. Sets up Cam Cauley. The 245 batter with 28 runs batted in. He is 0-1 today with a walk. He ended up scoring in the second when he walked. He goes around on a check swing. 83-mile-an-hour changeup at the knees, and it's 0-1. 0-1 pitch on the way. Fly ball into the seats. A screamer exits the ballpark, and it's 0-2. Six hits for the Downeast Wood Ducks, just three for the Red Sox. It's 7-1, Downeast on top. The 0-2. Swing and a hard hit ground ball. Diving stop, not there for Coffee, but Ravello backhands it. He throws it too high over the head of Lionel James. And it's going to be an infield single in all likelihood here for Cam Cauley, unless they give the Red Sox their second error. But the way that decisions have been made all year long here in the Carolina League, I'm going to say that's probably an infield single. Wait on the official signal. Regardless, Down East with a runner on first with two gone here in the top of the fourth and a 7-1 lead. Sets up Angel Aponte, 1-for-2 today. Had an RBI single in the second, part of a 7-run inning. Runner goes on a pitch missing outside, throw down to second, not in time, and a stolen base for Cam Cauley on the first pitch. Wasting no time to put a man in scoring position. And I'll correct myself here. That was a pitch that found the zone on a called strike. It is now 0-1. My apologies. The 0-1. Check swing. Pitch misses low and away this time. But the appeal. And it's strike number two. Field umpire John Forster says that he went around. Travis Roberson behind home plate calling balls and strikes. And calling time here is Angel Aponte. He has one RBI on the year, and it came in this game. Again, that RBI single in the second. He struck out his first time around in the first. Runner on second, two gone, no balls, two strikes. Jackson with the pitch. Swing and a miss. Third strikeout of the inning. Fourth on the night for Gabriel Jackson. Wood Ducks strand a runner on second. 7-1, Down East on top. We go to the bottom of four after this.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Downeast Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the fourth on tap for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on what has turned out to be a pretty beautiful night here in Salem. Thought we were on the verge of possibly a third rainout in a row, and instead we got baseball. 7-1 your score. The Downeast Wood Ducks on top of the Salem Red Sox. And the last time this offense was up for Salem, they stranded three runners aboard. Had the bases juiced. Couldn't really get much out of it. There was an RBI single from Juan Chacon that scored in Dersolita, who led it off with a double off the wall in left. First pitch to Abram Liendo. Spins Moeller around on a pitch missing outside, and it's 1-0. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. The 1-0. Misses inside. Two balls, no strikes, another 92-mile-an-hour fastball. New pitcher on the hill for the Downeast Wood Ducks. First the 2-0. This is a called strike just on the outside corner. Another fastball, this time sitting at 91. And it's two balls and a strike for the 184, Abram Liendo. Aiden Curry, the new arm on the hill. The righty kicks, deals the 2-1. Misses upstairs with a breaking ball this time. And it's three balls and a strike. Aiden Curry, 6'5". Out of a sinning New York, the 3-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball hammered to deep center field. Gutierrez going back to the track, and he made a catch on the run all the way back on the warning track. Dead center at about 398 feet. He made a catch at the wall. One gone here in the bottom of the fourth. Tough break for the Sox. A fly out to center field as deep as you can put it. Put it anywhere else in the park and it's a home run. Put it in any other park in the organization, it's also probably a home run. But a nice play by Gutierrez out there in center for Down East. First pitch to Alexis Hernandez. Finds the zone, 79 on the slider, and it's 0-1. Hernandez 0-for-1 today. Had a home run last time around back on Tuesday. Calls time, steps out of the batter's box. Readjusts his batting gloves and digs back on in. Righty on righty matchup, a two-run bomb back in the ninth. He's been a red-hot stick. Here's the 0-1. Fouls it away. Now down 0-2, batting exactly .500 on the year. Played two games in the series against Delmarva. Had a 3-for-3 night on Sunday. The 0-2. Here's a swing and a hard hit line drive right to the first baseman in Bannister for out number two. I mean, you put it anywhere else and it's a hit. You put it right to the glove of the first baseman and it's an out. Another tough break for the Red Sox, and it just feels like that kind of an up. Two gone here in the bottom of the fourth. 7-1 your score. Down East, winners of the first half on top. First pitch to the catcher in Dersolira. Paints the inside corner at 92, and it's 0-1. Lira 1-for-1 today. Smashed a double off the left field wall. Looked like a homer off the bat an inning ago. 0-1 misses low and away. 79-mile-an-hour slider, and it's evened up at a ball and a strike. 14 runs batted in, one homer for the young man in Dersolira. The 1-1 fouls it away. 1-2. Lira was our player of the game on Sunday, Father's Day. Dad was in town to watch the ball game on Father's Day. Had a really big game. Multiple extra base hits. The 1-2. Check swing. Skips up off the leg pad of Moeller, but nobody to advance. Two balls and two strikes now for Dersolita. That thing soared up as if it was a foul tip. It was off of Moeller. And it's evened up at 2-2. Red Sox with just three hits tonight. 2-2. Here's a swing and a ground ball hit to short. Cauley with a glove. Fires to first to end the inning. Red Sox go three up, three down here in the bottom of the fourth. Top of the fifth on top, on tap after this. 7-1 your score, Down East on top. Dominant in Salem.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a nine-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville Night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6.05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the fifth on tap for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you. 7-1 your score. The Downeast Wood Ducks on top of the Salem Red Sox and what has turned into a bullpen game here in Salem. And there's Solita behind home plate. And Nathaniel Cruz, the new arm on the hill for the Red Sox. He's 0-1 with a 2.35 ERA. He's pitched just 15 and a third inning. So 14 strikeout, 9 walk, strikeout to walk ratio. Has not given up a home run yet this year. He comes in for Gabriel Jackson, who entered the ballgame in just the second inning in relief of Jose Ramirez. 7 hits for the Wood Ducks, just 3 for the Red Sox. 1 error defensively for Salem as well, and Down East is errorless. Turned into a pretty night for baseball, though, here in the mountains. First pitch to Ian Moeller, the catcher. This is low and away. Breaking ball at 1-0. Moeller batting just 186. 18 RBIs, buddy, is 2-for-2 today. Here's the 1-0. Misses inside, 93-mile-an-hour heater, 2-0. A double and an RBI single. Not too shabby. He was thrown out at the plate. Here's the 2-0. Paints the inside corner on a 79-mile-an-hour breaking ball. 2 balls and a strike now for Moeller. He's caught a pretty strong game behind home plate as well. Brock Porter had a strong start. Here's the 2-1. Misses high and away. 80-mile-an-hour changeup. 3 balls and a strike now for Ian Moeller. Three-one on the way. Finds the zone. 78-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Fourth-round draft pick. Pick number 103 overall. Out of Iowa. Payoff pitch to Moeller. Misses. No! Late strike call. Moeller was walking down to first, and a late strike call by Travis Roberson rings him up looking. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Sits down Ian Moeller. And there's one gone here in the top of the fifth. I did not expect that. I thought all day he had just taken ball number 4. Sets up Connor Piatto, the designated hitter. He is 1-for-2. Everybody in on the hit party for the most part today. Righty on lefty matchup, the 0-1. This is just high and away, 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And now it's a ball and a strike for Piatto, who is batting .339 on the year. If you're above the 260 mark, you're doing a good job. The 1-1. Called strike. Breaking ball at 79. Here's 1-2. Daniel Cruz enters this ballgame. The third arm for the Sox tonight. The 1-2. Misses way high and in. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. His fastest one of the night. Now it's evened up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Righty on lefty, the 2-2. Breaking ball high and away. And it's 3-2, another full count. Nathaniel Cruz out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Again, a 2.35 ERA and 15 1/3. Signed as an international free agent in July of 2019. The payoff pitch, breaking ball, misses high. No late strike call this time by Roberson, and it is a one-out walk on a full count for Connor Piatto. Two quality at-bats now on the night for Piatto. An RBI single and a walk. Sets up Griffin Chaney. 0-2 tonight. One of the only Wood Ducks that is hitless. Six of the nine Down East Wood Ducks have a hit, and now Liam Carroll is out here having a conversation with Travis Roberson, and he voiced his frustration. I'm not sure what about, but back to baseball we will go. It was a very brief conversation, but it appeared to be heated. Runner on first, one gone, top of the fifth, 7-1, Down East leads Salem. Breaking ball, curves on into the zone, and it's 0-1. Griffin Chaney 0-2 today, but batting 228. Righty on righty matchup, the 0-1. Misses just inside at the ankles, 91 mile an hour fastball, and it's 1-1. Nathaniel Cruz split last season between Salem and the Florida Complex League, pitching 8 games at each level. The 1-1, runner goes. Pitch misses outside. Throw down to second, not in time. And it's a stolen bag for Connor Piatto. Third stolen base of the night for the Down East Wood Ducks, and it puts a runner in scoring position. Third time that they have stolen second. 2-2 now for Griffin Chaney. 2-1 on the way. Wave and a miss. Got him with the curveball, and it's 2-2. Nathaniel Cruz in his last outing, it was against Delmarva. He went 2 innings, gave up 1 hit. Not a single run, 2 walks, and he struck out 2 batters as well. Looking for what would be his second strikeout of the night on a 2-2 count. Cruz glanced back to second. He kicks, steals the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a 94-mile-an-hour heater. 2 gone here in the top of the fifth. Runner on second. 7-1. Down East Wood Ducks with a large lead. And it's tough because the Red Sox stranded runners in scoring position. Did it with 1 out, too. Brings up JoJo Blackman. Batting just 149, the first pitch. Paints the outside corner on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1. But he is a dangerous hitter. Smashed a home run on Tuesday, a 3-run shot in the fourth. Big power hitter if he can get a hold of a ball, the 0-1. Misses inside, ball and a strike. 2 gone, runner on second. Cruz looks back to second, nods his head, kicks and deals the 1-1. Here's a swing and a chopper, trickling foul down the right field line. 1-2 to JoJo Blackman. Blackman out of Pensacola, Florida, an 11th round draft pick. One, two. This is inside. Trickles off the glove of Lira, but not enough opportunity for Piatto to take off for third. So the runner will stay at second. 2-2, 2 gone. 7-1 the lead for the Wood Ducks here in the top of the fifth. Red Sox looking to get the offense going. First, though, to get out of this fifth inning. Infield playing out for the Sox with a runner aboard. On second base, the 2-2 misses high and in, spinning Blackman off the plate, and it's a full count. 80-mile-an-hour changeup. gives it 3 balls and 2 strikes. Time called here by Blackman as he steps out, readjusts his batting helmet. Now leans the bat on his left shoulder. Gives it a twirl and awaits the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, was he way, way in front of that changeup. Holy cow. A disgusting pitch to end the inning. And that's the 3rd strikeout of the inning for Nathaniel Cruz. 7-1. Still a big lead for the Down East Wood Ducks. We go to the home half of the 5th. After this, in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome back here for the home half of the 5th on a beautiful night for baseball at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Back like we never left. 2 rainouts in a row. Both games canceled due to the first half of the season already being decided, with the Down East Wood Ducks, the team in town this week, winning the first half in the Carolina League North, clinching a playoff spot in 2023. Only been a team since 2019, and to win the North, pretty good statement. Red Sox down 7-1 here in the bottom of the 5th. Lionel James ready to lead us off. Righty on righty matchup. Still Aiden Curry on the hill. The sinning New York native, an undrafted free agent in 2020. It's a pitch missing outside on a 91 mile an hour fastball, making it 1-0 for James. Curry deals the 1-0 and it misses once again, this time below the knees, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. Lionel James, nothing for nothing today. He walked back in the 3rd, made it to 3rd base. Another pitch misses low, and it's 3 balls, no strikes for Lionel James. Leadoff walk could go a long way here for the Red Sox, down 7-1. They've been out hit 7-3. The 3-0 just finds the outside corner on a high fastball in the zone at 91, and it's 3-1. Curry deals the 3-1, finds the zone again, this time on a breaking ball. Peered high off the hand and snapped back down into the zone for a full count. Curry, the payoff pitch. Swing and a hard hit ground ball, just foul down the left field line. And alive at 3-2 is Lionel James. Aiden Curry, 6'5", has all the stature to be a big league pitcher. Calls time, now steps back out. Staring down James, now into his wind, the 3-2. Fouled away. Still alive is James. Almost made it up into the luxury suites. Well, tonight the Boston Red Sox in action. Bottom of the 2nd against the Chicago White Sox. Just split a series on the road against Minnesota. The 3-2. Swing and a fly ball sky high into the air out into shallow left field. Camping underneath it, Aponte makes the pinch for out number 1 here in the bottom of the 5th. Started way ahead at 3 balls, no strikes. Ends up in a full count flyout for Lionel James. Top of the order we go with Lil Poppy. Juan Chacon digging on in. He RBI singled his last time around. 3 for his last 34 is Juan Chacon. The first pitch, swing and a miss, brought him down to a knee on a 79 mile an hour slider, and it's 0-1. First at-bat resulted in a 4-3 putout for Lil Poppy. 0-1 to Chacon. Fouled away. Into the seats in right field for a souvenir, and it's 0-2. Lil Poppy just had posters made of him, and he was autographing them for everybody, writing messages, giving them to everybody. I got one, his teammates, the 0-2. Swing and a dribbler right back up the middle. Scooped up by Curry. Underhand toss with his right arm to first in time for the second out. 1-3 ground out. Sits down Juan Chacon. Sets up Cutter Coffey. Two gone. Nobody on here in the bottom of the fifth for the Sox. They trail it 7-1. Down east dominating. They won game one of this now four-game series. 8-3 was the final. Looking much of the same here tonight. First pitch to the 0-2 Cutter Coffey. Breaking ball misses low and away, and it's 1-0. Bakersfield, California kid, just turned 19 years old about a month ago. One ball, no strikes, the pitch. Low and away once again, this time on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-0 for Cutter Coffey. The one-time Texas Longhorn commit. Chose to go the pro route instead. Ended up being a second-round draft pick to the Red Sox. The 2-0. Trickles it foul back behind home plate. 2-1. Two home runs on the year for Cutter Coffey. One of them came here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. What a cavernous park it is. The 2-1. Low and away. Ball three. 3-1 for Cutter Coffey. Change up. Just misses outside. Curry kicks and deals the 3-1. Upstairs, ball four. Breaking ball, couldn't find it. And Cutter Coffey, two-out walk. Brings up Alan Castro. He's 0-for-1 with a walk tonight. Hitting 236, has 22 RBIs. Leads the Carolina League in doubles with 16. Righty on lefty matchup, the switch hitting Castro. Goes from the left-handed side, the first pitch. Misses high and away, 92-mile-an-hour heater, and it's 1-0. Just a hit for both the Red Sox and the White Sox here in the top of the third. Nobody has scored a run. 1-0 finds the zone, 80-mile-an-hour changeup, and it's 1-1 for Alan Castro. Well, exciting night for the Red Sox tonight. It's a Brian Bayo kind of a night. Saw a funny tweet. Pickoff over to first, sliding in safely is Cutter Coffey. The tweet said, it was from one of the big Red Sox fans out there that tweets a lot about the Red Sox. And said, you know, if your girlfriend texts you, you said, babe, I can't tonight. It's a Brian Bayo night. Means he is locked in on the Red Sox. 1-1 to Castro. Called strike. Inside corner. Ball and a pair of strikes now. Two gone. Runner on first. 7-1. Down east on top in the bottom of the fifth. Bayo was outstanding. Went seven innings against the Yankees on Sunday Night Baseball in his last outing. Curry deals the 1-2. Here's a swing and a line drive up the middle for a base hit. Cutter Coffey round second. Castro heading for second, sliding in safely. Ball gets away, but it halts everybody. So Coffey makes it to third. Castro in there with a two-out double to put two runners in scoring position for the Sox. Well, the table is set here for Luis Ravello. Last time he was up, he struck out with the bases loaded. To that point, he was 2-for-8 in bases loaded scenarios. Dropped now to 2-for-9. The seven times he hasn't had a hit, what did he do? He struck out. Now runners on second and third with two gone. Big spot here for Luis Ravello. First pitch, check swing, called strike. 93-mile-an-hour gas on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. 267 on the year, leads the team with three homers, 31 RBIs, looking for more. 0-1 to Ravello. Misses inside on a check swing. 88 mile an hour changeup, and it's 1-1. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Both plate appearances resulted in swinging strikeouts. Can't emphasize how game-changing this spot can be for Ravello. The 1-1. Misses high. Two balls and a strike for Luis. 92 on the fastball from Curry. He steps off, grabs a little bit of rosin, and now back on the rubber. Righty on lefty. Aiden Curry deals the 2-1. Misses upstairs. Three balls and a strike for Luis Ravello. Change up just out of the zone. Coffee on third. He was aboard with a walk. Castro brought him there on his double. There are two gone here in the bottom of the fifth. The 3-1. Upstairs, ball four, and it walks the bases loaded. Luis Ravello, after striking out twice, finds the patience to make his way to first. And now a mound visit taking place, and you wonder if this will be the night for Aiden Curry. No call to the pen, and I don't think it's coming, and it won't. Remember, Nick Jansen, the acting manager here for the Down East Wood Ducks this series. And now coming to break up the party quickly is Travis Roberson, the home plate umpire. Down East decked out in their Oregon Duck-like uniforms. Kelly Green with yellow letters, gray pants, black caps tonight. Red Sox in their home whites, looking just like the crew up in Boston. Back to baseball. Brings up the righty, Yastinson Garcia, the first pitch. Called strike, 81 mile an hour breaking ball. Finds it at the letters, and it's 0-1. Bases loaded, two gone in the bottom of the fifth. Second inning in a row that the Red Sox have the bases juiced. 0-1 to Garcia. Swing and a dribbler, foul down the right field line. Chance to trickle back fair, and it does not. Garcia had to take off just in case, and it stayed foul. Now he's down 0-2. Two gone, bases juiced. Garcia batting 237. Three RBIs, he's been up in Salem for about 3 weeks now. Came up when Roman Anthony was elevated to high A in Greenville, where lately he has been on a tear. 1-for-2 tonight. Garcia started his game with a hit back in the second. It was a single. Curry deals the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Fooled them with the slider low and away. Chasing was Garcia. And for the second time in a row, the Red Sox strand the bases loaded. 7-1. Wood Ducks on top. Back for the sixth after this in Salem.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a nine-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball, Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the sixth on tap for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And it's been a tough night for the Red Sox. They trail it 7-1. They are being out hit by Downey 7-4. But the bigger story is that for the second time this game, the Red Sox stranded runners on every single base with the bases loaded. First time around, it came with one out. This time around, it did come with two outs. Here we go, top of the sixth. Brings up Zion Banister at the nine hole. And the first pitch misses low and away. 90-mile-an-hour heater. And it's 1-0. Banister, part of six Wood Ducks with a hit today. RBI double back in the second. He also struck out his last time around. Looks at a changeup in the zone, and it's 1-1. Nathaniel Cruz still maintaining the mound for the Red Sox, the third arm of the night for Salem. Kick steals the 1-1. Wave and a miss. Got him with a fastball, and it's 1-2. Stuck that fastball right in the hole of the outside corner low, and rare you see a guy chase a fastball. That's exactly what happened there. 7-1 your score. Wood Ducks on top of the Red Sox. Infield playing out the 1-2. Miss is inside. Shimmying Banister off the plate, and it's 2-2. How about last night? College World Series action. The game of the year. You know, scratch that. One of the best sporting events I've ever watched. The 2-2. Just outside. Makes it a full count on a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. 3-2. Wake Forest, one seed against LSU. And boy, what a pitching duel it was. That was the talk of the town, right? 3-2. Called strike. Ring him up looking. Breaking ball paints that outside corner beautifully like the Mona Lisa. There's one gone in the top of the sixth. Third strikeout of the night for Nathaniel Cruz. We go to the top of the order. Anthony Gutierrez, the center fielder. 1-for-2 today. He had a single in the second. Ended up scoring. He was also hit by a pitch in the first. Made it to third. Struck out as well. First pitch misses, and it's 1-0. Cruz deals the 1-0 pitch. High and in. This might have hit him. It definitely spun Gutierrez away and off the plate, and it did not hit him. Oh, so close to doing so. 93 on the fastball. Boy, that would have hurt. Instead, it's 2-0. Allowed 2-0. Cruz kicks, deals the pitch. High and in once again as Gutierrez leans away from a breaking ball upstairs and in. Chin music, makes it 3-0. Nobody on, one gone here in the top of the sixth. After a looking strikeout, sat down Zion Banister in the nine hole. The 3-0. Called strike. Gutierrez leaned away from that slider that just, boy, it looked inside and then just snapped into the zone. Cruz winds and fires the 3-1. Called strike on the inside corner again. Went with a breaking ball once more. And the count is worked full. Cruz was down 3-0. Now he's back into it. He deals the payoff pitch. Swing and a hard hit liner up over the head of the third baseman, Cutter Coffey. Extra bases? No. Pumping the brakes as Gutierrez retreats back to first. Line drive single over the head of a leaping Cutter Coffey with one gone here in the top of the sixth. The eighth hit of the night for the Wood Ducks. Now to the two-hole hitter, Blader Figueroa. 0-for-3 today, one of the only Wood Ducks that is hitless. Hard hit, ground ball right to Liendo at second. Soft throw to first for the second out. However, it does move the runner into scoring position. Gutierrez now has second base. Sets up Cam Cauley, the shortstop. He's one for two. Also has a walk. Struck out back in the first. Batting 249, 28 RBIs, looking for number 29 with a runner on second. Gutierrez aboard after his hit. First pitch. High and in. Fastball misses. 95 on the gun. Highest top out we've seen out of Nathaniel Cruz tonight. Cruz with a glance back to second. Kicks and deals the 1-0. Low and away on a breaking ball. 2-0. One nothing Red Sox. The Boston Red Sox on top of the Chicago White Sox. Back at the top of the organization. They're in the bottom of the third. The 2-0. Upstairs, 3-0. There's a later start, an 8:15 start. On the road in Chicago. Two gone, runner on second, the 3-0 to Cauley. Misses downstairs, a four-pitch walk puts runners aboard first and second now for the Down East Wood Ducks. Sets up on Helaponte. He already has an RBI today on a single. Also stole a base in the second. First, though, a mound visit. No Liam Carroll, just the pitching coach in Jason Blanton. So just a conversation to calm down Nathaniel Cruz a little bit, and the entire infield converges. Only one hit, though, for the Red Sox so far. It's Yoshida. He's one for one. Everybody else is hitless, which is bizarre because Yoshida does not have an RBI. So how are the Red Sox on top? In fact, nobody has an RBI. Let's get to the bottom of this because now I'm curious. It was an error. Missed catch. Allowed David Hamilton to score. Hamilton just elevated. Yeah, and that's what he does. He stole second before that. He walked, stole second, and then scored on an error. Wow. It was a failed pickoff attempt at second. Back to our game here, though. Runners on first and second. First pitch misses high and in. Throw down to third. Got him! End the inning. They were trying to steal. Pitch missed way high and in on Angel Aponte, and Lira chucked it down to third. Cutter Coffey applied the tag to end the inning. Climactic end to the top of the sixth. It's still 7-1 Down East on top here in Salem.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
7-1 Down East on top of Salem here in the home half of the sixth. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you. Thanks so much for choosing us on
on your Friday night.
Fun night for baseball here in Salem, especially after not getting to play the last couple of nights. You know, I won't lie, watching the College World Series, watching the Boston Red Sox play, I was just itching to get back here, be back in this seat in the broadcast booth at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Couldn't wait to talk to you. Abram Liendo, the left-handed batter, steps on in, and the first pitch misses high and away, making the count 1-0. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-0 to the 183 Liendo. He fouls it away, skying high up into the seats in left field. And it's 1-1. New pitcher on the hill for the Down East Wood Dogs. Third one tonight, second out of the bullpen. Damian Mendoza kicks and deals the 1-1. Misses just inside. Two balls and a strike. Abram Liendo so far tonight is 0-for-2. He flew out and struck out swinging. Mendoza kicks, steals the 2-1. Here's a swing and a ripper through for a base hit in a left field. Leadoff double. They have trouble with it here in left. Liendo takes off for second, and he's in there safely. It is a leadoff double for Abram Liendo to start us off in the bottom of the sixth. Second time tonight we've said this. You couldn't ask for anything better when you're down 7-1 besides extra base hits to start off an inning. And Derso Lira did it back in the third, and now Liendo does it here in the sixth. Sets up the hot one, Alexis Hernandez, the designated hitter, though he is 0-for-2 today, batting .462. First pitch, misses inside, low, 1-0, 86-mile-an-hour changeup. Damian Mendoza stands at 6'2". Out of Navojoa, Mexico. Undrafted free agent back in 2017. Another pitch misses inside. This time a fastball. 2-0 for Alexis Hernandez. Our player of the week last week, despite just playing in two games, he was on fire. Earning more playing time here this week. The 2-0. Big swing and a miss. Waved on a fastball at the knees, 2-1. He was looking for what would have been his second home run of the year. Would have been his second of the series. 2-1 to Hernandez. Here's a swing and a chopper scooped up by Cauley at short. The throw to first is high, but it is in time. Bannister raises one leg into the air to make the grab. Moves the runner for the Red Sox in Liendo over to third, and it is only the first out here in the bottom of the sixth. 7-1, Down East on top. Eight hits for the Wood Ducks, five for the Red Sox. Each team with an error. 0-for-3 night now for Hernandez. Brings up Ender Solida. He's 1-for-2. Swing and a chopper going right to short. Cauley with a glove. Fire to first in time. It scores a run, so it is an RBI for Ender Solida. Back-to-back 6-3 putouts. And the Red Sox make it a 7-2 ball game. Abram Liendo scores. Here's Lionel James in the bottom of the order. Righty-on-righty matchup. First pitch. Inside corner on a called strike at 91 on the fastball, and it's 0-1. Quietly, and I say that hesitantly, but quietly, Lionel James, first the 0-1. Breaking ball on a called strike, this time outside corner, 0-2. He is batting over .340 in the month of June. 0-2 to James. Swing and a dribbler, hits it off his own leg, trickles foul. And he stays at 0-2. .28 runs batted in for Lionel James this year. 0-2 to James. Wave and a miss. Was way out in front of that breaking ball. The Red Sox score one in the bottom of the sixth. They still trail Downey 7-2. Top of the seventh coming up. Mount Salem.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a nine-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6.05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at milb.com/salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at milb.com/salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Down East dominating here in Salem. It's game number two of this four-game series, and they're on top of the Red Sox 7-2 as we bring you in for the top of the seventh inning. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heener. Thanks so much for joining us on this beautiful but humid, very, very humid Friday night here in Salem. New pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox, Luis De La Rosa. Comes in for Jose Ramirez, got the start. Gabriel Jackson after that, Nathaniel Cruz, and now it is Luis De La Rosa. Angel Aponte, ready to get us going. He waves and misses at a breaking ball on the first pitch, and it's 0-1. Aponte, 1-for-3 today. Had an RBI single back in the second. He also has struck out. The 0-1 misses high and in. 1-1. He came up last inning around, but comes up again after the inning-ending out was caught stealing at third. Waves and misses. 80-mile-an-hour changeup brings him down to a knee, and it's 1-2. De La Rosa now calling time is Aponte. Red Sox on a bullpen day that wasn't supposed to be the 1-2. This is low and away, makes it 2-2 on a breaking ball. Going now with their fourth arm of the night. De La Rosa kicks, deals the 2-2. Wave and a miss, and he's got his first strikeout. Fooled him with a slider. 83 on the gun. One gone in the top of the seventh. Sets up the catcher, Ian Moeller. He's got two hits today. 2-for-3 with a strikeout. RBI single in the second. Double in the second that he scored on. Yep, he was one of two guys to bat twice in the same inning. The only guy to record a hit twice in the same inning. First pitch is a ball. Next pitch, a called strike. 79-mile-an-hour breaking ball evens it up at 1-1. Luis De La Rosa goes with the fastball, curveball, changeup, and slider. The righty deals, and it's fouled away, 1-2. Out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, 2-4 win-loss record with a 3.93 ERA. He's pitched 34 and a third. The 1-2, chopped foul. Acquired from Kansas City with Franchi Cordero, alongside Grant Gramble, along with Freddy Valdez as well, and Josh Winkowski from the New York Mets in the Andrew Benintendi trade. Cash was involved as well. Last time around, pitched against Delmarva on the 14th. First the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts using that slider. Two gone in the top of the seventh. That is one thing the Sox are doing well, is striking guys out. All four of them. 11 strikeouts for the Red Sox as a staff. First pitch to Connor Piatto on a called strike. Breaking ball finds the zone. It's 0-1. Well, last time around for Luis De La Rosa on the 14th, he actually took the loss. Pitched four innings, gave up five hits, three runs. They were all earned with the walk. Did have three strikeouts. Another strike makes it 0-2, 90-mile-an-hour fastball. The 0-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. It's dropped. Lira picks it up, fires to first. And Luis De La Rosa comes into the game and strikes out the side in the top of the seventh. But it is still a 7-2 lead for the Wood Ducks. We go to the bottom of the seventh after this in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you. For Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the seventh on tap for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 7-2 your score. Down East Wood Ducks dominating on top of the Salem Red Sox. They won game one of this four-game series, 8-3, and score is pretty similar here in game number two despite the two-day hiatus. Eight hits for the Wood Ducks, five hits for the Red Sox. Another new pitcher on the hill for the Down East Wood Ducks. And they go with their fourth guy. Joseph Montalvo out of Bayamon, Puerto Rico. Drafted in the 20th round back in 2021. A right-handed pitcher. Deals the first pitch to the leadoff man tonight, Juan Chacon. He looks at a called strike on the outside corner. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's quickly 0-1. Red Sox have stranded the bases loaded twice tonight. The 0-1 swing, and it's fouled away. Tailing into the seats in right. 0-2 for Chacon. 1-for-3 today. He is 3 for his last 35. Little Poppy still trying to dig out of that slump. And Juan Chacon calls time. They reset the pitch clock. Little Poppy digs back on in. And I'm not sure what it is. He started this year so hot. Still batting 249, the 0-2. Wave and a miss. And he grimaces as he heads back to the dugout. Whiffing on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball for the first out. Brings up Cutter Coffey. One gone. Nobody on here in the bottom of the seventh. 7-2, Down East leads it. First pitch to Coffey, paints the inside corner on a called strike. 82-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Coffey 0-for-2 tonight. He walked the last time around, was stranded at third. Rifles one, just foul down the left field line. And now he's down 0-2.
I'll tell you what it is, Gio. Four pitchers have been used tonight by Down East, all of them traditional starters that were in the rotation, expected to go at some point in this week. I think it's more so Nick Jansen and the Wood Ducks trying to use their starters and get them innings, even though it's in a smaller relief role.
Yeah, that's a good observation. The 0-2 misses low and away, makes it a ball and a pair of strikes for Coffey. Red Sox not doing that, so the guy you kind of lost in that is ERC. Here's the 1-2. Check swing, pitch misses low and away again on a breaking ball, and it's 2-2. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz was supposed to pitch on Wednesday. Then that was pushed to Thursday. Well, then he didn't throw at all. The 2-2. High and away. Fills up the count. 3 balls, 2 strikes on a fastball out of the zone. Coffey trying to work what would be second walk in a row. Second of the night. 3-2 on the way. Swing and a rocket down for a base hit into left field. Cutter Coffey rounds first, now pumps the brakes a third of the way down the base path heading to second and retreats back to the first base bag. A one-out single in the bottom of the seventh for the Bakersfield, California native. Red Sox maybe in a little bit of business. Hits have been sparse tonight for Salem. Trailing still 7-2, runner on first for Alan Castro. First pitch, wave and a miss. He was cutting, looking for the fence. 93-mile-an-hour fastball and it's 0-1. Beautiful night here at the ballpark. Clouds have gone away, the sun has set, the lights are on. 0-1, fouled right back into the seats. And Castro's down 0-2. We celebrate Pride Night here at the ballpark tonight. Proud to work for an organization that represents a beautiful sport for everybody. The 0-2, check swing, pitch misses high. It's so great, right? The inclusivity, baseball. Through the majors, through the minor leagues, Pride Nights have been celebrated a new element to the promotional schedule. The 1-2 misses low and away, and it's evened up at 2-2. Runner on first is Cutter Coffey after his line drive single out into left field. One gone. 7-2 down east on top. Castro with a hit tonight, the 2-2. Ring him up. 93-mile-an-hour fastball high and in. Called strike by Travis Roberson. Castro pleads his case. It doesn't matter. And there are two gone here in the bottom of the seventh. Second strikeout of the inning for the Wood Ducks in Montalvo. Brings up Luis Ravello. He's 0-2 tonight. First pitch. Wave and a miss. Every time Luis Ravello has come aboard, he has 2 strikeouts and a walk. It has come with runners on base. He has come up twice tonight with the bases loaded. Once he walked, here's the 0-1, fouled back to the netting. And excuse me, I'll correct myself. The first time the bases were loaded, he struck out. Second time it was second and third, he walked to load the bases. Now he's here down 0-2 with 2 gone and a runner on first in the seventh. Montalvo. Taking his time. Kicks and deals, the 0-2. Wave and a miss. 3 strikeouts in the inning as well as a hit. Sit down the Red Sox. They strand Cutter Coffey at first. Still trailing it, 7-2. Top of the eighth after this in Salem.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa!
This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the eighth on tap for you here in Salem, at a new pitcher on the hill as well for the Red Sox. Raylan Perez, now the fifth guy for the Red Sox to take the mound. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz, and TK going to take us the rest of the way on the play-by-play.
Appreciate it, Gio. 7-2, Wood Ducks lead all seven of those runs coming in the second inning for Down East. This is Griffin Cheney leading things off. He's 0-3 today. First pitch is in there for a called strike. Raylan Perez, the new pitcher, out of Santiago, Dominican Republic, a 1-2 record with a 5.86 ERA. 0-1, misses inside. Gives the count to 1-1. Well, when you talk about Raylan Perez, you talk about a great arm. Got the winning decision his last time out 5 days ago against Delmarva. Pitch an inning and a third, did not allow a hit. 1-1 will miss outside for ball two. He did walk one while striking out one in that appearance against the Shorebirds as well. Made his Carolina League debut this season. 1-2 fouled off, strike two. Collected four saves and a 1.16 ERA last season with the FCL Red Sox. For Griffin Cheney today, 0-3, reached on an error, flew out, and struck out. Now here in the top of the eighth. Called strike three downstairs. Cheney can't believe it. He's now 0-4 as he walks back to the dugout. First out of the inning, Raylan Perez collects a strikeout. And the Red Sox have been doing a good job at striking out Wood Ducks today. That's strikeout number 15 on the night for Salem. And that second inning is plaguing the Red Sox as... Other than that, there have been six shutout innings of baseball, potentially a seventh, depending on what happens in this inning. JoJo Blackman takes a called strike at the outside part of the plate. He's also 0-3 today. Ball downstairs. A miss means a count to 1-1. Zion Bannister stands on deck. In that second inning, six hits, four Down East. The count for six of the eight base hits the Wood Ducks have tonight. 1-1 swung on and missed, just catching a piece of it. As a matter of fact, to put the count at 1-2 for Blackman. It's a ball and two strikes with one away. The pitch from Perez, swing and a miss. Strikeout number two of the inning for Raylan Perez in the 16th. Strikeout by the Red Sox as a staff tonight. Unfortunately, for the Red Sox, that second inning by Jose Ramirez still plagues Salem in that large 7-2 deficit. First pitch to Zion Bannister, the Bahamas native, is in there for a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Swinging a foul ball. Folks, back strike two for Bannister. He's 1-3 today. There are two outs here in the top of the eighth. 7-2 Down East leads. Should he reach top of the order, Anthony Gutierrez stands on deck. Big pitch here for Raylan Perez, trying to strike out the side. The 0-2 fouled off down the third baseline and into the Salem dugout. Erase the second inning. Salem leads 2-0, but just unable to overcome that barrier right now. Ball outside to Bannister for the first ball of the at-bat. 1-2, 2-2, nobody on. Raylan Perez has struck out the first two batters that he's faced in Griffin Cheney and JoJo Blackman. The 1-2, called strike three. Raylan Perez strikes out the side. 17 strikeouts as a staff tonight for Salem.
some work to do on the other side of the ball. The bats try to come alive when we come back on MILB TV. Back here from Salem Memorial Ballpark, Yostinson Garcia steps into the batter's box, 1-for-3 today against Joseph Montalvo, back out for his second inning of work. First pitch swing and fouled off by Garcia for strike one. 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Montalvo, the Bayamon Puerto Rico native. The 0-1 delivery, a bit too far downstairs for Yostinson Garcia. Batting a clean 1-for-3 today, had his lone base hit back in the second inning. The 0-1 missing just a bit downstairs. A lot of work for Salem to do, trailing by 5 down to their final 6 outs. Big opportunity for Salem with the good part of the Salem batting order, ball 3 downstairs. You talk about a part of the batting order with Yostinson Garcia, Abram Liendo, and Alexis Hernandez, with Hernandez leading the charge in that category. 3-1 ripped down the left field line, foul. Thank goodness for the netting, because that was a screamer heading for the seats. Been a good pitching day for Down East. Montalvo a part of that. Has recorded 3 outs, all 3 of them via the strikeout. He's now worked the count full against Garcia. Payoff pitch on the way, ball upstairs, and it's a walk to Yostinson Garcia. So a bit of life for Salem here in the bottom of the 8th. Brings up Abram Liendo, who's looking to break out of a slump of his own. Today he is 1-for-3, so has slightly broken through, but he would certainly like to double down on that and go 2-for-4 today to put an exclamation point on that base hit from earlier. Called strike to start his at bat on the outside part of the plate. 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Joseph Montalvo. It's an 0-1 count, runner at first. Ball outside evens the count to 1 ball and 1 strike. Runner at first, nobody out for Salem, bottom 8. Little lead, ground ball to first base. It gets through the legs of Garcia. The throw on to first base is in time. A nice throw from Cheney to Bannister, a 4-3 ground out. It does advance Yostinson Garcia up to second base as it brings up Alexis Hernandez. 0-for-3 today, uncharacteristic for the hot-hitting Hernandez.
right-handed side. He looks to have a bit more success today against Joseph Montalvo. First pitch downstairs. Ball one. Alexis Hernandez has dropped down to a still insane 429 batting average, where he entered at 545. So over a 100-point drop, but it's early in the season for him. Batting an absurd 556 is not going to stand the test of time. Called strike on the outside part of the plate will put the count more into Montalvo's favor, a ball and a strike. Bottom of the eighth inning, runner in scoring position for Salem. Ground ball back up the middle. Montalvo will throw onto first himself. Still at second base is Yostinson Garcia, and Alexis Hernandez is 0 for 4 today. Two gone as it will bring up Enderso Lira. He doubled back in the third inning, later coming around to score. However, since then, a pair of groundouts to short. The main club, the Boston Red Sox, starting a series in Chicago against the other pair of Sox in the Major League Baseball. Ball downstairs to Enderso Lira, one ball and no strikes. And the Chicago White Sox, currently in the top of the fifth inning. Boston leads Chicago 3-1. Swing and a miss for Lira, puts the count even, one ball and one strike. Runner at second base, the 1-1 from Montalvo. Ball gets away downstairs. It's a ball, and Yostinson Garcia will pull up to third. Good opportunity here for the Red Sox to at least put one on the scoreboard. The Red Sox have left the bases loaded twice tonight, which is something that has really hurt them in the long run. For runners left on base total, you're looking at a total of 8. For Salem. Something significant when you talk about how many runs they've been behind the entire game. Ball upstairs to Enderso Lira, puts it at a hitter's count, three balls and a strike. Earlier in the game, didn't quite notice it at first. Swing and a miss makes it a 3-2. But didn't quite notice it at first, but Red Sox manager Liam Carroll ejected from the game back in the fifth inning. You have to wonder if that puts an impact on morale as bench coach Ozzie Chavez now running the show. 3-2, two outs. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Yet another strikeout for Joseph Montalvo, his fourth of the night. It leaves a runner at third. We head to the ninth inning, still 7-2 down east. The Wood Ducks trying to add insurance. We come back on MILB TV.
Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Another call to the bullpen for Salem as the top of the order bats for Down East. Ball outside. No, called strike make that. Laughing it off as Gutierrez as he thought it was outside as well as me. Marquise Johnson takes the mound for Salem. Swing and a miss for strike two. Johnson comes into the ballgame. A graduate, played at Long Beach State, I should say. Ground ball heading over to third, picked up by Cutter Coffey. The throw onto first is in time for the first out of the inning. And that stops a spell of six straight batters, four Down East being retired via the strikeout. The Red Sox today have struck out 17 Wood Ducks. Every member of Down East today is struck out at least once, including this man, Glader Figueroa. Figueroa today is 0 for 4. Ball downstairs. Should be 0 for 3, and he is 0 for 3. The website has it right, the scoreboard has it wrong, as he hit a sac fly, grounded out to first, struck out, and grounded out to second. Ground ball to first base, picked up by James. He'll flip it onto his pitcher in Marquise Johnson for the out. A 3-1 ground out puts two away here in the top of the ninth. Salem trails 7-2. We'll have the 9-1-2 portion of the batting order, so we'll have to get through Lionel James before the top of the order bats. Cameron Cauley is the next batter for Down East. He's 1-for-2 today. Strikeout. Pair of walks and a single. First pitch to Cauley downstairs for ball one from Marquise Johnson, who is the sixth pitcher used tonight for Salem in what has turned into an unscheduled bullpen game after starter Jose Ramirez could only go an inning and two-thirds. 1-0 delivery skips into the dirt and will roll all the way to the backstop for ball two. Take you around scores across the Carolina League as we open the second half of the season today. Final score, Charleston takes down Fayetteville 2-0. Columbia defeats Fredericksburg 5-0, and Kannapolis defeats Myrtle Beach 8-0. Ball inside for Cauley, it's a 3-0 count. Augusta currently leads Delmarva 3-1, mid-six. And Carolina leads Lynchburg 6-3. 3-0 pitch. Called a strike to Cameron Cauley. Three balls and one strike. Three-one with two outs. Fouled off for strike two. Across the Red Sox organization, Greenville taking down Bowling Green 10-1, top seven. Double-A Portland defeats Reading 9-5, and Triple-A Worcester currently falling to Lehigh Valley 7-5, bottom of the eighth in Worcester. Called strike three on a 3-2 pitch on a downstairs pitch. It is the 18th strikeout of the night for the Salem Red Sox. First for Marquise Johnson. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for Down East. Bottom of the ninth, a lot of work to do for Salem, trailing by five. James, Chacon, Coffey do up when we come back on MILB TV. bottom of the ninth. Final opportunity for Salem, who's trailed by, well, a boatload all night. Started as a 7-run deficit with a 7 spot in the top of the second, as Lionel James will lead things off for Salem. First pitch from Montalvo finds its way into the zone for strike one. 7 spot for Down East in the top of the second. Salem chipped away with 1 in the third and 1 in the sixth, but that's all they've gotten so far. 0-1 lifted in the air. Left field, Aponte ranging towards foul territory. It drops in foul territory. Aponte could not make the slide and grab, so still no outs and an 0-2 count for Angel Aponte, who couldn't make the grab. It's Lionel James, the batter. First game of the second half, Down East looking to start on the right foot. They would need to do so by holding on to a 5-run bottom of the ninth lead. James today 0-for-2. Fly out, strikeout, and a walk. Down East has done a good job limiting base runners. The 0-2 delivery is fouled off, keeps the count alive for Lionel James. Lionel James, younger brother Axel in the Red Sox organization, swinging a high pop fly in the infield. Camping under, it's the third baseman Figueroa who reaches up to make the catch. A pop out to third begins the bottom of the ninth for Salem. Well, it's a fireworks Friday here at the ballpark. The weather has finally cleared up from Tuesday, really from Monday on. It's been raining nonstop. Weather has finally cleared up here on a nice Friday night. Fireworks taking place over the right field wall following the game tonight. Juan Chacon 1-for-4 today. Will wait, swing, and miss for strike one. Well, you talk about Juan Chacon. We've been talking about his slump and what he's been going through. He is 1-for-4 today, so that makes him 3 of his last 36 at-bats. Swing and a fly ball, foul territory out of play. That puts him at a batting average of .083 in that span. Batting .247 as a whole. That's down, or the exact same of where he entered today's game with. However, he did collect an RBI, just his 14th of the season. 0-2 lifted foul territory out of play, heading towards the Grand Slam bar in right field, or it will touch down in the first row of seats in the upper level. Mentioned the full season teams in the minor leagues in the Red Sox organization. Here's the 0-2, half-hearted swing and a miss, and Chacon will go down on strikes for the second time tonight. Fifth strikeout for Joseph Montalvo. Real quick, while there's two outs in the inning, it is worth mentioning Cutter Coffee stands in. But Joseph Montalvo started his time of work in the seventh, which means that he records the final out here, and I don't think he'll be allowed to. I'm forced to eat my words as Nick Jansen will come out of the bullpen, take the ball from Joseph Montalvo, just an out away from recording what statistically would be a save by pitching the final three innings of the game. Instead, he'll pitch 2 2/3, is not allowed to pitch the final out. Just a quick check or any sticky substances, but getting the green light is Jackson Leith. Leith will come into the ballgame for Down East to record the final out. He takes on Cutter Coffee, who's batting 1-for-3 today. Jackson Leith, a right-handed pitcher from Waxahachie, Texas, played last season for Down East as well. Leith in the Rangers organization, playing with the Down East Wood Ducks, was drafted in the 12th round of the 2021 MLB June Amateur Draft from the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. Played 2 seasons with the Volunteers, going a combined 4-0.
with a 1.08 ERA in 25 innings pitched in his Tennessee career. So the Waxahachie native will come in to record the final out of the game. The Red Sox, meanwhile, hoping that they have a bit of magic left in them to record what would be probably the greatest comeback of the season. Leaf becomes the fifth pitcher used by Nick Jansen's squad today. Leaf this season, a 2.70 ERA, a 1-2 record. This is his 18th game appeared in, all of them relief appearances. In 20 innings, he's allowed 16 hits, 9 runs, 6 earned, walking 7 while striking out 21 batters. The man in orange and green for the Down East Wood Ducks. Cutter Coffee stands in representing the final out. Joseph Montalvo, the pitcher who started the inning, will end the day pitching 2 2/3. First pitch to Coffee is a called strike. Montalvo only allows one hit in his relief appearance, walking 1 while striking out 5. 7-2, Down East leads. The 0-1 to Coffee downstairs for ball 1. Very odd to have Jackson Leith come in at this time, especially when Montalvo was just a out away from recording a save. But Coffee will lace a ball into left field. It's a base hit for Cutter Coffee. He thought about 2, but will pump the brakes and head back to first. Cutter Coffee singles. It's a multi-hit game for Cutter Coffee. And for the California native Cutter Coffee, that is his 12th two-hit game of the year. Brings up the 1-for-3, Alan Castro. First pitch to him, ball in the dirt. Castro doubled back in the fifth inning. He was stranded on second base when Yostinson Garcia struck out to leave the bases loaded. The 1-0 called a strike on the inside part of the plate. Seven to two, Downey leads. The 1-1 ball downstairs. 2 balls and a strike for Alan Castro. Standing at first base is Cutter Coffee. Salem down to its final out, trailing by 5. 2-1. A blast towards right field and deep. It's into the lights. A big fly for Alan Castro. A 2-run shot. It's 7-4. Alan Castro blasted that one into right field. It's a big home run here in the bottom of the ninth. Salem says we're not done yet. We knew Alan Castro had the power, but that was a moonshot to right field. I thought it could break the light illuminating the field. A big home run surrendered by Jackson Leith. The Red Sox not out of this game just yet. Inside to Ravello for ball 1. He's looking for his first hit of the day. 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts and a walk on his line. A swing and a line drive. It hits the umpire. I believe in foul territory. It hit the umpire, John Forster. He's bent over in a bit of discomfort. And I think it hit him in foul territory, so that's going to be a foul ball. Forster is walking it off down the right field line, and here comes one of the athletic trainers to come over and check in on him. Trying to read lips here. I think he's just saying, I'm good. I'll get ice after the game. I believe that's what I saw from John Forster, the umpire. Very rare you see an umpire get a cheer or applaud from a crowd, but that's what just happened. Luis Ravello with a 1-1 count. Inside for ball 1. Now, Forster was standing in foul territory when it hit him. Had he been in fair territory, that would have been a fair ball as the umpire is a part of the field.
2-1, high and outside, ball three. Salem may be starting a little two-out rally here in the bottom of the ninth. 3-1, fouled off, strike two. It goes into the Downey's dugout and nearly snipes somebody's head off. I saw one member of the Wood Ducks duck in their dugout. Looks like everyone's okay. Full count, two out. Nobody on. Ground ball heading to second. This should do it. Cheney, the flip to Bannister in time. And that ends our ball game. Second consecutive night where the Red Sox hit a two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth in what is effectively garbage time of the ball game, as Down East will win this one 7-4 with all seven of their runs coming in a big top of the second inning. Jose Ramirez will get the loss as the starting pitcher. The bullpen looked really, really good today. Unfortunately, Salem's offense could never recover from the bad start by Ramirez. Two games canceled due to the rain on Wednesday and Thursday turned this six-game series into a four-game series. Down East now has taken two of the two games played. The best Salem can do is split with two wins over the weekend. Tune into our broadcast tomorrow night. First pitch at 6.05 p.m. The Red Sox pregame show starting at around 5.50 to 5.55, varying on conditions. 7-4, Down East defeats Salem. For my broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater, the entire production room and the room to my right, including our great video producer, Stephen Langdon, I'm Tyler Katz saying so long from Salem Memorial Ballpark, where one more time, your final score, the Down East Wood Ducks 7, the Salem Red Sox 4. So long, good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.